Welcome to the Family Fright Night Horror Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Family Fright Night Horror Podcast. I'm your host, Chase Will. Today, I'm joined by musician Jess Weary. Jess, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. It's always funny. I ask that before the show starts, then I ask again as soon as I hit record. So I start every episode asking, what is your favorite horror movie of all time?
Oh, God. I don't know. I have like a top five.
Let's do it.
Lately, Terrifier 2 has definitely been one of my absolute favorites. I've been getting into the older, the classic slashers and everything lately. So like Scream 3, I just watched. That one's definitely up in my top. Evil Dead, the entire franchise will always be my favorites.
Even the new one?
Honestly, yeah. I was a little bit... I was kind of 50-50 with that one only because it was actually, like, hardcore scary. Like, it scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Which I'm not used to with, you know, Evil Dead. It's like you kind of go for a little bit of that Bruce Campbell joking around, so...
What's your next one?
That's a good question, actually. I'm trying to think of, like, lately. I don't know if it's necessarily considered horror, but I just watched American Psycho.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I revisited that. And then Psycho.
Oh, yeah. Original Psycho or the other one?
The original. I actually haven't seen the remake.
The remake is pretty much trash. I wouldn't recommend it.
Fair enough.
It's funny, Terrifier 2, I saw that in theaters last year, and nobody got sick, but I came pretty close because that one scene in the bedroom.
Oh my God, I know. I was so shocked when I saw it. I was like, wow, okay, they did not hold back at all.
Did you see the commercial for part 3?
No, actually, I didn't. I just saw the post, though, where they were talking about when it's coming out and everything. So I believe it's, what, October 25th next year?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm excited. It's going to be a Christmas movie, too.
I know. I thought that was so cool. Maybe I'll actually like Christmas movies this year or next year.
Yeah. So what's it like being a musician? Like, how is your process? Do you start with an idea for a song? Do you start with the music itself? Or what do you do?
Honestly, it just kind of depends. So all of my music is written very personal. So so my first album, I wrote it when I was 15. That one was all basically I had lyrics that popped in my head and I was like, ooh, that would be a good song idea. Like that, if you were to go like conceptually, it would be more based around like my depression and my mom. So I'd be like, okay, well, there's this certain category. Let me think of lyrics for that category. And then I would pick up the guitar and I would start, you know, putting a couple chords together and be like, all right, here we go. Perfect. So I would kind of do both at the same time. Whereas nowadays it's more so just trying to find a sound that doesn't sound exactly like every other song that I've done. So I try to do like the piano or guitar first and then try to find a good hook and go from there.
Mm-hmm. And who influenced you getting into music?
Artist wise or family or
whichever. Just in general. Like what made you want to do it?
My aunt actually introduced me to actually performing. She's the one who taught me how to play guitar when I was only probably like 9.
Oh, wow.
I think. Yeah, so I've had a, you know, a pretty long music history. But musically, one of my favorite artists when I was younger was Andy Biersack of Blackfoot Brides. And, you know, he always used to do like the dressing up like Kiss and all that fun stuff. So I was like, dude, I want to do that. That would be so cool. So that among like, as well as. As I got older, when I discovered Amanda Palmer, I absolutely adored her. So, you know, she was very, what do you call it? Like just free in the music world. You know, she works through Patreon and stuff like that. So when she started saying like, oh, Patreon, you know, people support me, stuff like that, you know, you don't have to be with a label. I was like, I really want to do that. You know, just doing it because you love it, not because you have to. Mm-hmm. So she was definitely a huge influence with me wanting to further my music career.
Yeah, Patreon's like a godsend. I mean, it works for all artists too. Like, it gets you kind of going and it gets you a fan base while actually helping you out monetarily.
Yeah, I really want to start actually getting into Patreon. I tried it once and I like couldn't figure out the platform. So I was like, okay, never mind. I'll just stick to Twitter. But now I don't go on anything other than Facebook. So like, maybe I should expand a little.
Twitter is evil. I hate Twitter.
You know what? Same. It was fun when I was 13.
Do you ever look back on what you posted and kind of cringe?
Every single time I look back, yeah. The amount of stupidity, the things that I have just posted. I was like, wow, this is edgy.
So what would you say is your favorite album of all time?
Oh, favorite album. That's a hard one. Oof. Oh, God. This is going to have to be my top three again. So
sounds good.
Amanda Palmer's Who Killed Amanda Palmer. That's one of my favorites. Blue October. I'd have to say Consent to Treatment. That's probably my favorite by them. And then the other one would have to be Queen. And I want to say the album is Queen 2.
Queen 2.
That
okay.
One. Yeah. I could listen to that album on repeat all the time. Ooh, or okay, make it 4 because Genesis, Selling England by the Pound. That's one of my albums. Oh, it's absolutely amazing. That was back when Peter Gabriel was doing all of his weird stuff, and it was great.
So I see you a lot of conventions. What all do you sell?
So I primarily sell jewelry and try to promote my music a little bit. I try to keep things more along the lines of alternative goth stuff because everything's so expensive. So I'm like, here's some cheap stuff for all the goths because it's way too expensive to be a goth girl these days. And I also sell all my dad's artwork.
Oh, yeah. I love your dad's artwork. I actually have one right behind me here.
Oh, awesome.
What is that? Bride of Frankenstein.
Yes, that's one of my favorites that he does.
Yeah, it was really fun meeting you guys out there. I get to see you guys, a couple times a year now?
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to expand a little bit more, too. So hopefully we'll see you more.
Are you doing a KrampusCon?
Yes.
Sweet. So what's coming up next for you? Like, where can everybody find your work?
Right now, all of my music is up on YouTube. I'm currently working on recording a new song so I can come out with a new single. I am on Spotify recently, officially, like an official artist. It was real cool getting that little blue check mark. Makes you feel real official. Facebook is where I post most of my covers and random videos. Everything is under Jess Weary. If you type me in, you will find me.
Awesome. Well, Jess, thank you so much for making time for this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye.